Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Piano concertos will be the focus of this program. I've scheduled two works from different ends of the 20th century, the Piano Concerto in C-sharp minor of Amy Beach and the Piano Concerto of Joan Tower. Since both these pieces are substantial in length, I won't have time to do much talking, but I'll remind you that Amy Beach, who lived from 1867 to 1944, was famous during her lifetime as one of America's leading composers. Of her over 300 compositions, almost all were published and performed in her lifetime. As a youth, she studied harmony, but was self-taught in counterpoint, composition, and orchestration. She translated Berlioz and Gewehrt's treatise on instrumentation for her own use, and she attended rehearsals of the Boston Symphony, observing and learning. She also made a major contribution to ornithological science by her transcription of bird calls, actually written down in the field, into musical form. As a pianist, she began playing concerts at age 7, making her Boston Symphony debut at age 16. She gave many recitals, collaborated with the Kneisel Quartet in the United States premiere of the Brahms Piano Quintet, for which Brahms thanked her with an autographed photo. The Piano Concerto in C-sharp minor, Opus 45, was written in 1900 and dedicated to the Venezuelan pianist and composer Teresa Carreño. It was first performed in 1900 by Mrs. Beach with the Boston Symphony, then with major orchestras in the United States and Europe. We'll hear it with Mary Louise Boehm and the Westphalian Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Siegfried Landau. It's in four movements.